You're listening to the Makers Making Money podcast, a place where business-minded makers will learn how to sell their products, make money, and build a small business. Here's your host, Katie.
Hi, makers. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the podcast this week. We, as usual, have another exciting topic to talk about this week, and that is free ways to market your making business. So as we all know, it is tough being an online seller. We have to put ourselves out there. There's lots of competition. We're competing against a lot of other people, places, things for attention of our potential customers. So we need to take advantage of the free marketing opportunities that exist before we invest money in what can sometimes be very costly programs to market our businesses and try to make money and make sales. So we really have to, in this category, for the most part, we're going to be unleashing the power of the internet, taking advantage of the free resources that are out there for us, and figuring out what we can do to get our brand out there and try to acquire some new customers. So it is possible to grow an entire business just using the power of the internet. A ton of people are doing it. You can look around you. You can see the ads that you're being served, and you can tell that clearly it works. And there are places, you know, you don't have to have a brick and mortar store. It's just like we're living in a different world. And that is the beauty for makers, because we can tap into this client base that maybe didn't exist in the past. So we really have to unleash the power of the internet and use the free resources like I mentioned. So I'm going to talk about some of the things that I do. A lot of them are obviously centered around social media, which is something that you're likely already doing. It's not news to anybody. This isn't groundbreaking information. But you know, using maybe thinking of different ways to use it and different ways to kind of boost the content that you're putting out there and how to win people's attention, because that is the key. There's so many things out there for us to see and consume in terms of content, so we really have to put competitive stuff out there to get people's attention. And you know, when we compare free marketing opportunities with paid marketing, it is a, there's definitely a very steep learning curve when it comes to paid marketing using Facebook ads, like different types of campaigns like that. It's very complex, and it's something that I have tried to do, and I probably like wasted money, not a lot of money. I just, you know, I tried it a few times, didn't put much money towards it. Like, we're talking about like probably less than $40. But it's definitely, there's a very steep learning curve, and you have to really figure out how to use these services or whatever you want to call them to reach the right people. And if your ad isn't set up in the right way, and if you're not targeting the right people, you're probably not going to get any results from what you're doing, which is what I found with mine. I definitely got traffic from the ads. So if you're just looking for traffic or maybe even potentially like followers and stuff like that, that's a good way to do it. But if you're looking to make sales as a maker and you're selling your product, it's very tough, and you have to get in front of the people, the right people, like we talked about in a very early episode about your target market and how to reach them. So if you're not getting in front of the people that are ready to buy and will want to buy your product, then it's kind of a lost cause. So before you get into paid things, and if you know how to do those, like, that's amazing. I wish I was you. I wish I had your skill set. But before you do that, there's a ton of free things that you can do. So rest assured that you can get your business out there and help grow your brand by using a lot of free opportunities that exist in the market. So the first one, as I mentioned, so social media. I have been thinking a lot about social media recently. I've been taking some online courses on Udemy to try to figure out, specifically as it relates to Instagram, how to grow my Instagram. And specifically, you know, for the podcast Instagram, I definitely want to grow. I want to figure out how to put my content out there so I can get more listeners to the podcast. So this is a huge undertaking. It's not something that, you know, that I really love to do. I think I've talked about it before. I don't really use social media a ton in my personal life. I don't put a lot of information and stuff about myself out there just because it just doesn't come naturally to me, and it doesn't, I don't really enjoy it particularly. I definitely love to be a consumer of social media. I love Instagram. I love scrolling on it. So I do love that, but just as a user, like, it's just not something where I feel super comfortable putting myself out there. But it is a great resource. So I think that, and this is something that I've learned in some of the classes and research that I've done, is that you should choose one platform to focus on. So for me, I've chosen Instagram because it just seems like the most fruitful place to where I want to put my brand, put out videos, pictures, stuff like that. I definitely acquire customers through Instagram. So Instagram is my chosen one. But I think the typical advice is to choose one platform rather than trying to do Instagram, TikTok, everything. Choose one platform, focus on that, and grow there. You'll see if you look around and you see people, usually people are big on one platform. Like, for example, a YouTuber, maybe they're really big on YouTube, but they don't do as much on Instagram. I think generally speaking, choose one platform and really stick to that and hone in and work on getting your following there. Something that I learned in the Udemy course that I've been taking, which has been good, is that, you know, there's lots of different things that you can do with social media in terms of marketing. And that could be, like, for example, giveaways. If you wanted to, like, give away your product in exchange for to get followers, or like have those kind of giveaways that you see everybody do where it's like, okay, follow me, tag these people, and then like everyone follow me, and then I'll send you this, whatever it is. I've never done something like that. It's interesting, but I think it's a little bit tough to do, but giveaways are something that you could certainly do. You can also work with like kind of like a more micro influencer who has a smaller following, but still has enough of a following where it would be advantageous to get your product out in front of their following. So you could reach out to those people. This is also something that I haven't done, so don't hold me on this, but it's something that I've thought about, and maybe in the future I would definitely do it. But that would be reaching out to them, telling them, okay, I'd like to send you this product and you can use it in your home, decorate with it in exchange for creating like a little bit of a video or something like that, that you would post on your social media, or I could post it on my business page to give people an idea of how to use the product. It's not the same setting, my same house, or whatever type of product you're building, but just to kind of give some variety to your content. And then also, as I mentioned, that you're reaching another audience with partnering with different people who have different types of followers. So that's definitely an opportunity. But I think the biggest thing on social media is that you have to post regularly. If you're not posting regularly, you're just kind of taking a few steps forward when you are posting, then you take a break from posting and you're kind of going backwards, because people who are following you, they want to see your content and they probably want to see regular content from you for the most part. And if you're not posting regularly, like, most likely they will unfollow you when they get around to it, or when they notice, oh, this person isn't posting, like, I don't want to follow them anymore. So definitely posting regularly is a must. And something that I learned in the Udemy course is that if you really want to grow an Instagram following and you want to work on Instagram and you know, have an active role in the Instagram world, that you really do have to post regularly, at least once a week. But even that would be like kind of not really enough. So the Instagram video that I watched, the interesting thing is that they said Wednesdays and Fridays around 10 a.m. is like the most popular time to post. That's when they found, like, based on the statistics, that people are most active on Instagram on those days, and they're scrolling and they're more likely to see your content. So definitely keep that in mind, Wednesdays and Fridays at 10 a.m. So I feel like even if you can't do anything else, maybe just try to post those two times. And then also, in addition to that, just anytime Monday to Friday, like around, like from like 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., kind of like work hour kind of time frame, that's when people are really active on social media and your content is more likely to be viewed. That's something that I picked up. I definitely wanted to share it here. I'm not an expert at posting daily. I have to get back into it because I do want to grow my Instagram following. I mean, I don't have really lofty goals. Right now I have like 1300 followers, which for me is a lot and I feel really good about it. But I know it's still like a relatively small amount. But I do feel like I want to challenge myself to do something else, to get more followers and just to create more content and have more of a brand identity on my page, which would include not only the products, not only trying to sell the products, but also kind of more behind the scenes kind of stuff and just give more personality to my business. Because I feel like as makers, something that really excites as makers and small business owners, something that really excites our customers is that we, are a small business and that we're actually doing the work ourselves. We're making the things, we're showing how it's done. They can kind of get to know us, get to know our personality. They can see how the products that they're buying and how they're spending their money, what goes into it. And I think that that's a really, really high value point for the customers who shop with makers and small business owners. All right, let's see the next one that I would recommend as far as free marketing strategies would be, again, not something that I've tried to do but haven't been very successful with, but depending on where you live, you can join your local Facebook groups. For example, there are, and I've heard this from other makers and I've received this suggestion, and I think geographically, like different places are different and some people are more open to like learning about makers or craftsmen or craftspeople in their area and being able to buy from them. I tried it in my area. Again, I live in New York, like kind of the suburbs of New York City, and it didn't really work for me as much. It was like the groups that I tried to join, they felt just a little bit spammy. And yeah, I wasn't getting anywhere with it. But I know people that live like maybe more in the Midwest or other parts of the country that it really, in small towns, like small town kind of community places, it really worked for them to post in these like handmade groups or locally made kind of groups, and find a customer base there, post your products there, use high quality photos, same as with Instagram. Always make sure that you're really representing your product in a good way. And we'll talk about photography in an upcoming episode and how to like really capture your product well, because that's something that I did very poorly with in the beginning, but gradually I'm getting a little bit better with it. But yeah, check out Facebook groups and see if there's anything in your area where you can put yourself out there. There's, you know, it's definitely worth trying, I would say. All right. The next thing that I have here on my list for free marketing, and this could be free, I guess this could be free or it could also be paid, but looking at publications, and it seems like a little bit outdated to think about like a magazine or like something like that. But even it could be a, like a local, again, more like community-based type of website, or, you know, I know the community where I live, we have a magazine here that when I go to local businesses, I often see the magazine. So it does still exist in some markets, but again, it could just be a website for the region where you live, or you could ask them if they would be willing to write an article about your business or talk about what you do and stuff like that. I think there's a lot of places that would love to have the opportunity to add some variety to their content and also, you know, represent and support your small business. So look into that. Again, it's not something that I've done, but I think it'd be awesome to do. I've definitely read about a lot of other artists and stuff in magazines or different publications that I've read. So definitely check that out. And don't be afraid to ask, you know, just don't be afraid to put yourself out there and be like, hey, this is what I'm doing. Like, would you have any interest in partnering up on an article or something like that? So I think that's definitely something worth exploring. Okay, now this is number four. This is an interesting one. So I put for number four for free marketing is art shows, which may or may not fit what you're doing. But I am going to be this summer, I'm from a small town in Iowa originally, so my family all still lives there and I go back regularly to visit them. But we have a very small museum in my very small hometown, which They do like an artist of the month every month. And so I'm going to be showing some of my art made out of wood this summer in July. So I just reached out to them. I saw that they had this artist of the month and I reached out to them and I said, hey, like I'm interested in being considered. This is what I do. And then we set it up. It was very easy. So definitely look into things like that. And I know in the community, even where I live now, the libraries and stuff like that will do like these kind of local artists exhibition type of things. So check into that. And it's a good way to get your work out there. And again, there's no cost to it. I mean, obviously you have to produce whatever you're showing and there is an opportunity that people could buy it from the show, or from the art show, but yeah, check that out for sure. All right, now the next one is, you know, when you search a business on Google, it comes up with like a Google business listing. Now this one, you know, it may or may not have a big impact on your business, but definitely make sure if you have a legit registered business, make sure that you have your listing out on Google business listings. So you basically just go to your Google account, use like your business email account and go to, I think it's actually like through Google Maps probably, but you can just Google how to create a Google business listing and then you can put your business up there. Just put your phone number, link to your website, your hours, stuff like that. Like for me, I don't have obviously a shop, so you don't even have to put like an exact street address. You can just put the name of the town that you're in and then like just a link to your website. If you don't have office hours or business hours, then you can just omit that or you can put whatever, you know. And then you can also use, you don't have to use your personal phone number. You can create a Google Voice number. So that'll give you a local number with a local area code that you can use for people to reach your business. So definitely get your Google business listing out there. It can't hurt. Then if people in your area are searching for whatever it is, if you do pottery, for example, they're looking for a pottery place, you know, then people can find you. It's something a little bit extra to just put yourself out there and make sure you're checking all the boxes of getting your business out there in front of people. Okay, now the sixth free marketing strategy that I have here is giving donations or working with charities. Again, this isn't free because you would probably have to build some product and give it to them for free. So there is some cost involved, but it's a good deed. And it's something that I've done here a couple of times when there was like a charity that was doing an auction and they were asking for donations of products or things that they could auction off at their charity event. So this is a good opportunity to get your business name out there. You know, when they do the auction, they can include your business information. You could even just do a gift certificate if you wanted to do that. But check into auctions and charitable things that you have going on in your community where you could make donations and get your brand out there. You just never know when you could get other business from exposure like this. All right, number seven. We have two more to go on this list. Number seven would be referrals from your current or past customers. So you could, give like some referral discount code to your customers, tell them if they know anybody who's interested, they could use this discount code to save a certain amount of money. Even if you don't give a discount code, definitely always, you know, talk with your customers or kind of like put in the word like, oh, you know, I'm here, I'm doing this work and I can take on other jobs at the moment or whatever it is. But don't hesitate to, you know, again, don't be scared to ask. You never know what will happen unless you ask. But ask your customers to you know, put in a good word for you. If they have anybody else that's interested in your type of work, to just have them go ahead and reach out. So definitely, you just never know how much business you can get from customer referrals alone, or they don't even have to do any, you know, you don't even have to ask them for a referral a lot of the time. They'll just be happy with your work. And then other people will come to their home or whatever it is. They'll see what you did. They'll be like, oh, who did that for you? Like, I want one of those. And then they'll reach out to you. And then all of a sudden you're making a ton of sales just from this one customer relationship it started as just this single customer relationship. Then also, you know, maybe your customer is asking them to post on their social media to, again, and tag your brand so that you can kind of make it, take advantage of the relationships and the connections that you already have. Okay, now I saved the best one for last, and you might already know about this, but this is something that I didn't know about, but it has really helped me a lot in my business, especially since I predominantly sold on Etsy, but last summer I started a Shopify website in addition to my Etsy shop. And this last suggestion was huge, has been huge for growing my Shopify sales. So the last suggestion is Pinterest. And Pinterest is beautiful because you can, I was never really a Pinterest user, but you can link your online store wherever you're selling. If you have a website, you can link your shop to Pinterest, and then all of your listings can become shoppable links on Pinterest, which is amazing. So I've linked my Shopify site because on Etsy, I get a lot of Etsy traffic. On Shopify, you have to create your own traffic. Everything has to be organically done. It's not this beautiful marketplace that Etsy is. So I linked my Shopify site up with Pinterest. You basically create a Pinterest account and then you can kind of sync your shop. You have to Google it to see exactly how you do it, but it's very easy. It syncs automatically when you add, when you delete products, everything just automatically gets updated. So for, I think for Shopify specifically, there's like a specific plugin for Pinterest so that it's just constantly syncing. So basically then your Shopify listings will become shoppable links on Pinterest. And again, Pinterest is very visual. It's very based on the photographs. So people are gonna, if they see your Pinterest, if they see you on Pinterest, like they're gonna see you by the listing photos that you have for your product. So again, you're gonna wanna make sure that you have really high quality, eye-catching photos in your shop. But yeah, then people see it, they like it, they click on it, and then they can just shop. They can shop directly by just an easy, quick link, click on it and get to your shop and they can purchase that item. This has been like groundbreaking in growing my Shopify website. You know, when I started my Shopify, I was like barely getting any sales a month. Now it's been about, you know, I'm about probably 8 months into having my Shopify store. And now I'm making pretty regular sales. It's still definitely only a fraction of what I do on Etsy, but it's growing every month. My traffic is growing. I get really good traffic. Not as many conversions on Shopify, but it's probably similar to Etsy. I just get significantly more traffic on Etsy. So I'm making more sales there. But definitely Pinterest is huge when you're selling online. So check into that, get your shop listings on Pinterest, get yourself out there. This is free. It doesn't cost you anything. You can, of course you can do ads on Pinterest, but you don't even have to. If you have products that people are going to be interacting with, they're going to be opening the link, it'll become more visible to other people on Pinterest, the more engagement you get with your posts. So definitely if you're selling online, your products should absolutely be on Pinterest. And anything can be on Pinterest. It doesn't just have to be like beautiful stuff for the home. It can quite literally be anything. So you've got to be selling on Pinterest. Or you got to have your listings on Pinterest. That's just like a non-negotiable if you're selling online. So those are my tips for free marketing sources. I hope that's helpful for you. I know a lot of it is just like kind of common sense, but I hope that some of it was new information to you. I hope that you can try some of these strategies out. I hope it'll work for you, getting you more traffic to your shop, helping you to make more sales, make more money. We're makers making money and we want to make more money. So that's what it is. So I hope you guys are having a great week. If you had Monday off for a holiday, I hope you enjoyed the day off. Otherwise, if not, I hope you had a good day at work as well. So that's everything for this week. So good luck with implementing these marketing strategies, and we will be back next week with a new episode.
Thanks for listening to the Makers Making Money podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram @MakersMakingMoney and subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. See you next week with a brand new episode.